Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Kutman with the Community Comment. I have been following some posts on social media where people are discussing why they are supporting Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. It is actually very entertaining to see how people are defending their candidate or attacking the opposition. The people against Trump don't like his hair, his huge ego, his lack of a filter when he verbally responds to negative comments. They talk about his business practices, the bankruptcies he has been involved with, and his lack of political experience. From a business perspective, he's a genius. There are only a handful of people in the world who have had the success he has achieved financially. Sure, he has filed bankruptcy and the people involved in those businesses suffered. Depending on which source you look at, he has filed bankruptcy with less than 1% of his businesses to at the most 5% of the hundreds of businesses he has been involved with. Even the worst case scenario, he is astronomically successful by any business model. Anywhere from 2/3 to 3/4 of all businesses fail. He has created tens of thousands of jobs. He does lack political experience. President Obama was very inexperienced when he took office, and yet he was supported by the very people expressing the concern about Trump and how green he is politically. I was thinking of why the campaign slogan, "Let's make America great again," is upsetting both Republicans and Democrats, when it occurred to me that the America we live in today has been created by these very politicians. Both sides of the aisle are to blame when it comes to how big our government has become. Both parties are responsible for the national debt that is approaching $20 trillion. Bush nearly doubled our debt from $5 trillion to $9 trillion during his 8 years as president. This was reckless. Obama has taken the $9 trillion debt he inherited and ballooned it to $20 trillion in 8 years. This fact will dog his legacy. It would have been one thing to have spent this money on our poor, our schools, our infrastructure, or our defense. But the only thing I can see that has happened with this astronomical debt is that we now live in a country where the number one employer is the government. The best jobs are government jobs. The government worker makes more money, has better benefits, and retires 5 to 10 years earlier than the private sector employee. Our jobs have been exported to China and other countries that are polluting our world at an alarming rate. They pay their employees as little as 10 cents an hour, at the worst to $100 a week at the best. There are more people in poverty now than when Obama took office. The gap between the rich and the poor has widened with Obama in charge, and there are more than twice as many people receiving food stamps today than when he was first elected. These realities are usually blamed on the Republicans. This is why I have a hard time distinguishing any difference between the two parties. They use our tax dollars to improve themselves, not the country. If spending money solved our problems, the United States would be experiencing utopia. Donald Trump has a legitimate chance of becoming our next president. The list of scandals surrounding Hillary Clinton is overwhelming. Trump will hammer these scandals home without regard to how it exposes both Republicans and Democrats. I truly believe the Washington elite are in big trouble. Donald Trump is the modern-day version of the Boston Tea Party. This has been Tom Kutman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.